You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whanau e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi e wa te kaumarima BFM. You are on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. I'm going to play you Nameless Faceless now by Courtney Barnett. This is from her fantastic 2018 album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. She's just announced she's got a new album coming out later this year, and she released a first single from it yesterday. And she's in Aotearoa at the moment on tour, so I had a chat with Courtney, which we're going to listen to on the other side of this, so stick around. Courtney Barnett with Nameless Faceless, and that is from her brilliant album that came out all the way back in 2018 now. And luckily for all of us fantastically fanatical Courtney Barnett fans, which I'm pretty sure is everybody that listens to BFM, she's just announced that she's got a new record on the way. It's called Things Take Time, Take Time, and it will be released on November the 12th. Yesterday she put out a brand new single called Ray Street, and I got to have a chat with Courtney about what she's been getting up to. Specifically, right now, she's in Aotearoa and she is heading out on tour. She'll be up in Auckland and also playing at the Lee Sawmill Cafe in the very near future. We'll give you all the dates and times very soon, but I think we should dive into this chat. I started by asking Courtney a little bit about how, I guess, the writing process for this album had been and what she'd been thinking about when she got into it.
I guess I spent a lot of time alone in the last year or while I was writing it, and this album is what came out of that.
Did you find the kind of, I guess, lockdown time of the pandemic to be productive for writing in that sense, or was it just a context that you were working within?
Yeah, I think I went through a few different journeys in that. And I spoke to lots of friends who were creative kind of people who struggled with finding any sort of motivation. So I went back and forth, but I think, yeah, I somehow managed to do some writing.
Hmm. Your work's always been really, confessional is not the right word, but honest, I think, is probably a better way of putting it. There's an honesty to what you say, even if it's not necessarily based on, you know, a reality, or you're mixing different moments from life together into one song. I think it really resonates with people for that truthfulness that seems to come through. Did you find that in the time that you were writing this new record, you were reflecting on your songwriting process in a different way, or in just the way that songs function? I know that music was quite a boon for a lot of people over this time. Did you find, you know, writing your own stuff was helpful for you in processing some of the weirdness of the last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think I always forget. I kind of forget how useful that process is for me. And I relied on music and film and TV and all that kind of stuff so much in my kind of little lockdown world. I think that the writing just really helps me kind of get my ideas into form and out of my head and making a bit of sense, and yeah, it's useful for me.
It's been nice to see, I guess, for us in the Southern Hemisphere, especially in Australia and New Zealand, we've been lucky to get out and see some gigs and go and see some live music, and across this strange time when, you know, colleagues and friends overseas haven't had a chance to do that. I was particularly envious of looking at this super group kind of a band that you played with like the likes of Julia Jacklin and Stella Donnelly and the Dianas over in Melbourne just a few days ago. How was that gig? That must have been a really awesome celebration of all these people connected to Milk Records.
It was so fun. I wish you were there. Because my last time on stage was February 2020, and I have been writing and stuff, so it's fine, but I do miss playing for people and with people and to people, and that was just a real special. I got asked to do the Milk show, and then I thought, wouldn't it just be more fun for everybody if I got all these friends involved? And it was really fun. We each played one of our own songs, and we played as each other's band, and then we played some cover songs, and it was just really fun and joyous. And they're so lovely. They're so talented. They're the most amazing singers, those two.
It's a pretty special thing, I think, that we are able to celebrate these communities despite all the stuff that has happened in the last year. How have you found, I guess, tentatively getting back into playing? And you're going to be embarking on a huge tour around Aotearoa, which we're very lucky to be able to go and check out. Do you feel like you're shaking off the cobwebs a bit getting back and playing? Will you be, trying out some of your new stuff, or will it be reflecting on old things? How does it feel getting back on the road a wee bit?
Yeah, I think it comes with a whole new kind of view, maybe, like a new kind of gratitude for what I do. And the last tour that I did was a solo tour, and I found that really, it was just a really different and really special kind of way to sing the songs. And I felt like I interacted with the audience differently, and this solo tour here will be, I just am really excited. I'll probably be a bit nervous and a bit rusty, but I'm gonna play some new songs and see how it goes.
It's in some ways not been a quiet time since we've last heard an album from you, which I think it was 2018. Is that when Tell Me How You Really Feel came out? Is that that long ago
now?
Yeah,
I think so.
That's crazy. It's still such a fresh record that, you know, I feel like I listen to really regularly. But you've done some really nice things with friends of yours, like your cover that you did of Sharon Van Etten's track. It seems like you've been still, you know, apart from writing on your own, you know, making these connections with your friends in music internationally. Has it felt like a productive time since you kind of wrapped up the touring of that last record and have been back to writing and back to making in that space?
Yeah, it strangely, yeah, I think I can be a bit hard on myself sometimes and, you know, feeling like I'm not accomplishing what I am trying to. But then I kind of step back and look at the little things that I'm doing, and I got to remember to you know, celebrate the small the small things. But yeah, I think I was focusing so much on my writing and my album, and I'm very good at procrastinating, so I got to kind of I got to try to focus. And when Sharon asked me to do that song, I wanted to do that because we're friends and I really wanted to celebrate her album, or the 10-year anniversary of her album.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that was, I loved being part of that one.
Look me in the eye, say you can't do it.
It's not a new thing for you to do collaborations. I think about that fantastic record you made with Kurt Vile, and you know, you always seem to be very active in your community, whether it be through label stuff or through just gigging or literally just hyping up people that you like. I always really appreciate that. It comes through really strongly in your online presence as well. I'm really excited to hear what this new record has in store. We've got this wonderful song, Ray Street. Can you tell us a little bit about where this one came from for you, Courtney?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so... I don't know how to talk about the new songs yet. but I guess I wrote a lot of these songs while I was living alone last year in this little flat in Melbourne on Ray Street. And it was kind of me and an acoustic guitar and a little drum machine. And that's kind of how I wrote all the songs. And so... from there, they became their own thing. But that's kind of the setting for the writing.
And is that quite a different process for you? Are you normally someone who's, you know, in the studio with a lot of musicians around you, or do you usually sort of start on your own and then bring others in?
I do. I normally finish songs by myself in my little kind of writing cocoon, and try to get them as perfect and edited and ready to go as possible, but yeah, I guess it wasn't too different in that respect.
I think often about on Tell Me How You Really Feel, there was a sense of almost like manifesto to some of those songs. Like it was really songs that people could kind of chant along to, and you know, the politics of it was pretty to the front. Nameless Faceless is like such an anthem in that sense. Do you think about your writing as being political at all, or do you think less about that when you're putting songs together and maybe it's a byproduct of what happens afterwards?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's hard to know, because I think sometimes it's almost like when I think about it too much, I don't like the result, because it feels forced or it feels manufactured.
Hmm.
And I think I'm realizing more as I write that like those views or that energy should just be entwined in the whole work, not like in a phrase or a, I don't know if I'm explaining myself.
No, totally, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the way you live and the way you interact with people is like it's kind of all part of it. Yeah.
It's the praxis, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's really evident, because even in the songs that are maybe less overtly a statement about a situation or a context or a social sort of norm, there is an element of that, and it seems to come through in this kind of sense of solidarity that I feel like a lot of people get from listening to your music. I'm so looking forward to hearing the full new record and also hearing you live as well. It's such a treat. We're very fortunate with this Trans-Tasman bubble to be able to get a little bit of hopping across the ditch at the moment. Are there any things that you're particularly excited about coming up now that we are not in a post-pandemic stage, but we are in this new kind of way of interacting with music and managing the pandemic? Is there things that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited for this tour and to just be able to just travel around and sing my songs with people is, I'm so grateful for that.
Courtney, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning. I hope you enjoy your tour, and we'll see you when you get to Auckland.
Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you.
That was Courtney Barnett speaking with me just the other day about her brand new record, which has been announced for release later on in the year. It's called Things Take Time, Take Time, and it'll be out on November the 12th. She has got a brand new single out called Ray Street, which we're about to listen to, and she's on tour of Aotearoa, which we're so lucky about, thanks to the Trans-Tasman bubble. You can catch her at two shows in the Auckland region. The big one is going to be at the Auckland Town Hall as part of Elemental Nights. That is on Sunday, July the 25th. And you can also catch her if you want to go for a midweek jaunt up to the Lee Sawmill Cafe. That's on Wednesday, July the 21st. And that's going to be a really, really special little intimate gig. I think Live Nation is the place to go to get tickies for that one. And yeah, you don't want to miss out on a Courtney Barnett live show. If you've seen Courtney live before, you'll know how amazing she is. If you haven't, you've been missing out, so make sure you head along. We've been listening to a few tracks across that interview. City Looks Pretty is what you can hear right now. Before that was Don't Do It, which is her wonderful cover of Sharon Van Etten's song, which was put out in celebration of 10 years of Sharon's album Epic, and that featured Vagabond as well. Before that was Sunday Roast and Nameless Faceless to kick us off. And it's time for the brand new single from Courtney Barnett. This just got released yesterday, and it is the first one from the new record. It's called Ray Street. Thank you very much to Courtney Barnett. It was such a pleasure to speak with her. And thank you as well for your nice messages. It's really lovely to hear from you all.
Drag a chair over to the window, and I watch what's going on.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.